Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, President Donald Trump condemned a series of suspected mail bombing attempts against Democratic officials, saying, quote, the threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the U.S. He's called for unification. The pipe bombs were sent to former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Washington office of California Representative Maxine Waters, as well as CNN. It touched off a mass evacuation yesterday at the Time Warner Center in Midtown Manhattan. For a time, it was believed even Governor Cuomo had received one of these packages. It turned out to be a thumb drive that had some information about the Proud Boys on it. Nonetheless, some of this happening in New York, and of course the governor out calling for increased security at all transportation hubs around the city, and these kinds of events labeled terrorism.
Well, they are terrorism, obviously. The president has an ability to forget his role in all of this, of course. He's the guy who has called all of these people names. His people, the Hannitys and the other guys, are all out there saying this is all a put-up job to draw sympathy for the Democrats. It's utter nonsense. The president goes and he attacks CNN and the crowd roars about CNN. And this is very dangerous. The fact that these bombs are out there, you know, you don't have the FBI and others saying that the bombs are not lethal. In fact, these are the real thing. And we know that now. And the president has a huge responsibility. So this is disproportionate. You have the president virtually every night naming people and saying how terrible they are, the very people who get the bombs. And then you have Maxine Waters, who people think may be a little bit strange in terms of her rhetoric. But even if she is or isn't, she's a pipsqueak compared to Trump. And it is disproportionate to say it's the same thing, because it isn't. You know, the president of the United States using every bit of his ability to bring people to one side against a lowly congresswoman from the West Coast. It's absurd. And there has to be an understanding that his rhetoric has inflamed people to the point where this kind of thing is happening. I'm not surprised.
Meantime, looking at the headlines this morning, and you had referenced this a few days ago, the idea that while the economy seems to be booming, the stock market has been fluctuating quite a bit, and now we see stocks tumbling again, erasing gains for the year, and this morning at the start, they're down.
They are, and we know that this is not good news, of course, for the president, who has been saying all along, look at me, the stock market is mine, I claim credit for all of this. Well, it does not appear now that he is bragging about that. And, of course, the relationship with China and our bully boy tactics have not exactly been appreciated around the world. And so you see the consequences of what has happened. Look, those of us who have 401ks, who had them for years and years and years, are very disappointed to see the loss of thousands of dollars of what are basically our new pensions. And you look at them and you say, well, this is not good news for me or for my family. I can't see how anybody going to a voting booth isn't going to disregard that.
You referenced China and the bully tactics of the Trump administration. I see this very interesting story making its way through the press this morning. President Trump's aides have repeatedly warned him that his cell phone calls are not secure, and they've told him that Chinese and Russian spies, among others, are routinely eavesdropping.
It's hard to believe that anything this guy does, you know, we have to worry about whether they pick it up off of a phone. We know who he is. He makes no bones about it. It is incredible, though, that if the security people tell you not to use those phones and you continue to do it, that you risk a certain amount of being compromised. And that is what this is all about. Now, there's a good deal of speculation about Trump's relationship with the Saudis, with the Russians, his previous relationships. He contradicts himself. But we do know that if the people who are surrounding you, who are supposed to be protecting you, tell you not to do it, you should probably not do it.
Well, they did it. And former state Senate leader Dean Skelos now is paying for it. Sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison yesterday in New York after he and his son Adam were convicted on charges of extortion and bribery. And we're hearing that the relationship between the two has gone south.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a great tragedy. Politicians just have to realize that the public good is the public good and that they can't transgress and take advantage of it. One only wonders how much of this goes on that we don't know about. It's a tragedy for Skelos. It's a tragedy for his family. He'll be in jail for quite a while. And it is a great come down. David, I'm sure you remember having him on the Capitol Connection
sure.
with me and sitting there. And I always felt that he was a nice enough man, but very, very reserved when we were asking him questions in our studios. And now you see him heading to jail. Nobody should be happy about when you see these kinds of failures on the part of our politicians.
And yet not the public will, it seems, to force the legislature to do anything.
They are not going to do anything. We see Susan Lerner of Common Cause out there saying it's about time that this happened. It is about time. We can have so much stronger laws. If this governor wanted stronger laws, we'd have them. We've seen his ability to get, quote, things done. And the fact of the matter is that Molinaro is correct about Cuomo. He has to take some responsibility for the fact that he chose the wrong people who, as his top advisors, who chose to steal and now on their way to jail. Hey, one has to have responsibility for who you hire. It's your job as the chief administrator of an office like the governor's office to watch who's working for you. He can get it done, but I don't see it moving.